service is Matins, as it starts on page 32. Please rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Shepherd.
I know my own, and my own know me, and I lay down my life for the sheep.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
He makes me to lie down in green pastures.
He leads me beside still waters.
He restores my soul.
He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me.
Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, as it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I am the good shepherd.
I know my own, and my own know me, and I lay down my life for sheep.
You may be seated for the reading of God's word.
The first reading for the fourth Sunday of Easter comes from the book of Acts, chapter 4. As they were speaking to the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, greatly annoyed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they arrested them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those who had heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to about 5,000. On the next day, their rulers and elders and scribes gathered together in Jerusalem with Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and all who were the high priestly family. And when they had set them in the midst, they inquired, "By what power or by what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man, by what means this man has been made healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved."
But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us.
The second reading comes from the epistle of 1 John chapter 3. "By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. By this we shall know that we are of the truth, and reassure our heart before him. For whenever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God. But whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. Whoever keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us."
But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Our holy gospel reading comes from the gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Please rise in reverence of the gospel. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I might take it up again. No one takes it from me, but but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father.
But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us.
You may be seated for the hymn of the day.
Christ. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with us from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, in truth and love. Amen. Our text today is the reading from John and also our introit, Psalm 23, where Jesus is our shepherd and our pastor. You may be seated. So today is Good Shepherd Sunday. It comes every year, the fourth Sunday of Easter. But this year, there's some different things that happened. You no longer have the pastor that you had last year. And it's the first Sunday that that happened. All the more reason to have Good Shepherd Sunday. All the more reason to declare that Christ, even then, but especially now, is our pastor. So, our reading from John speaks a lot about Jesus himself, the person, how he acts, what he does. And so we'll look at that first. And then we'll look at Psalm 23, where it's what we receive. It's what his pastoral care looks like for us. So, in John, Jesus starts a little before this reading, and he talks about the thief that gets into that would get into the sheep pen. He's not the thief. The thief comes in the secret way, and he comes in to kill and destroy. This was important for him to clarify, because he was speaking to the Jews, to the Pharisees, and he was, in a sense, stealing their flock in their eyes. But he says, no, I am coming the right way. I am the one who the Father sent. He's not here to kill or destroy. And in our reading today, it says he's not like a hired hand, some underling that is hired to watch the sheep, but he doesn't actually own them. The hired hand doesn't really care for the sheep. He's there to get his wages, to get paid for the day, and move on. He says that he is the good shepherd. He's not just any old shepherd. He's the shepherd that you want your sheep to be taken care of. You know, there might be one mechanic that you would prefer to take your car, but he's the guy you want to take your sheep. He says, I am the good shepherd, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Your average, everyday shepherd is not going to die for his sheep. Let's be honest. He's there. He's working to get his money from selling the sheep, selling their wool. Maybe for the whole flock, but not for a few. Jesus is the good shepherd, and he cares for each and every one of his sheep. He knows his own sheep, and they know him. They know. And he says that is just as I know the Father, and the Father knows me. So we know from the Trinity how the Father and the Son are one. In the same way, Christ knows us, and we know him in his word. So intimately and so together that you could say, we are one. And he has the authority to lay down his life. He didn't do it because he had to. He had the authority, the right, the ability. And he chose to do it. But he also had the authority
to take it up again.
And hence,
we are in Easter.
So what does this look like for us? What does it look for for Jesus to know us? For him to be our shepherd? What does it look like for us?
So we start in Psalm 23. We have, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Now, this is another point where I haven't always been the brightest. I used to think that that was all one sentence. I used to think that was, "The Lord is my shepherd, who I shall not want." No, that's not what it means. We do want the Lord as our shepherd. And it means that we shall not want anything. He will give us everything that we need. So Christ, through the office of pastor, provides us everything that we need. He makes us lie down in green pastures, leads us beside still waters. Green pastures are full of food, abundance. We have more than we need. It's not just that you will have just enough. You'll have more than you need. And besides still waters, you can get what you need without having to worry that you're going to fall in the river and get swept away. He leads us in paths of righteousness. This path is not just meant to be your normal, you know, hiking trail or path down the road, but it's especially talking about the ruts that carriages would leave. And so the carriage goes down the rut, and it's not getting out because it's 2 feet deep. And he sticks us in there and leads us to where we're going to go, whether you like it or not. And it leads us through the valley of death, through the grave. As we remember in the Easter season, that he leads us into the grave with him. We are baptized into his death so that we can come out the other side without fear. Comes and comforts us. Then we have, he prepares a table before us and anoints our head with oil. Well, to prepare a table, to have a meal, our Lord has given us a meal. He gives us the sacrament. We still have that. We need to bring in pastors to fill in, but we will still have the sacrament. He still uses it as his own pastoral care. He cares for us. He forgives your sins by it. He assuages your fears. And he provides for your faith that you would stay. That you would stay in it. And anointing is an image of baptism. So when King David is anointed, he's picked out as chosen. Jesus's baptism is him being anointed as kings, and in baptism we are anointed as kings with him. Under his crown, we are one with him, for he knows us, and we know him. And so, surely, goodness and mercy will follow us, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That dwelling is a huge deal in the Bible. I mean, back in creation, God is dwelling with Adam and Eve. He institutes the tabernacle and the temple. The tabernacle means dwelling. It's the place where he dwells with his people. And when we come to Revelation, it says that he will dwell with us forever. And so all our spiritual needs are met by Christ as our pastor. He keeps us in his word deep in the ruts. He keeps us fed with the sacrament, with abundant green pastures. He keeps us in his kingdom by anointing us, and he keeps us in his flock and protects us from every wolf, every evil one that would seek to take you, to kill you, to destroy you spiritually or otherwise. And so we have, with Christ as our pastor, a truly great blessing. Even though there's no one here in the office of pastor right now, Christ does have everything taken care of. He's still watching and keeping over Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church. He's still protecting you. Maybe things will look kind of jank at time to time, covering the vacancy. I don't know exactly what the future holds. But through it all, Christ is managing it. He's guiding his church to bring a new man into the office. He's caring for his flock. He's the best shepherd there is. Amen. Please rise. May the peace which passes all understanding guard your hearts and minds unto life everlasting. Amen. We now collect our offering. You may be seated.
Please rise to sing the Te Deum.
Shepherd of Israel, in your Son, Jesus Christ, you have sought out your sheep and gathered us with them into your flock. Keep us always in your fold and guard us from every wolf and snare. O God, as you breathe new life into the world through the resurrection of your Son, so now, by your Holy Spirit, breathe new life into your church that, freed by his gospel, we may always confess the name of Jesus Christ, the only name given among men by which we must be saved. Heavenly Father, your Son has called us to love our brothers. Turn us in love toward the neighbors closest to us, especially within our own homes, that we may daily show our confidence in God by deed and truth, laying down our lives as Christ first did for us. Eternal Lord, through the Paschal Lamb, you have wrought peace between man and God. By your gift of good government, grant peace and good days also to our citizens and between the nations of the world, that we and all our neighbors may lead quiet lives in godly contentment. Heavenly Father, by the first fruits of Christ's life and death and the dead, you secured forgiveness for our troubled consciences. Bless also with temporal health and well-being those who suffer among us, especially Marvin Grote, Esther Schweier, Jim McCullough, Joyce Lechner, Michelle Hill, Aubrey Art, Sean Mendez, Austin Art, Thomas Etzler, Leah Spangler, the Reverend David and Barbara Bush, Barbara Wolford, Ryan Fiesel, Charlotte Davis, Maya Kala, Wanda Schweier, Waylon Steiner, Janice Patterson, Kenneth Miller, Patricia Lee, Jeff Secor, Nikki Strait, and the family and the friends of Ted Tumblesome. Grant them aid in this time and in this moment, and even more so, true immortal health in the world to come. O Lord, our Shepherd, you calm all our fears in this valley of the shadow of death, and you prepare the holy table of your Son's testament in the presence of our enemies. Grant us repentant and faithful hearts in every tribulation or besetting sin. Lead us to find comfort and strength in your overflowing mercy, given us here in this sacrament. Lord God, out of your fatherly goodness, you have remembered us poor, miserable sinners, and given your beloved Son to be our shepherd and make us saints, not only to nourish us by his word, but also to defend us from sin, death, and the devil. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that even as this shepherd knows us and helps in every affliction, we also may know him, trust him, seek help and comfort in him, heartily obey his voice, and obtain eternal salvation. Lord of the church, as this congregation now enters into a time of pastoral vacancy, grant by your grace that Zion continually be fed by your word, which is able to sustain them into salvation. Holy Spirit, grant discernment to Zion's call committee, which will soon be established. Guide them by your word as they seek out the next man to feed them with your holy word and blessed sacraments. O God, guard the call committee and all members of Zion from the crafts and assaults of the devil. Assure them of their identity in Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, you have established the family for your glory and the furthering of your kingdom. Grant strong faith to the families of Zion, that they would hold fast to your promises and that you will soon send to them a pastor. O Lord Jesus Christ, Good Shepherd, you have called men to shepherd your people, guiding them to you and feeding them with your word and blessed sacraments. You know the man of whom you will give the shepherd's staff, and he will be Zion's next pastor. Guide him and prepare him for his service as Zion. Gracious Lord, look with favor upon your dear saints here at Zion. Grant them patience, zeal, and strong faith in you. O Lord Jesus Christ, you are the wisdom sent from your Father and our Father. Grant to all of us godly wisdom, that we may look to you as an example and avoid pride, arrogance, and impatience. Lastly, Almighty Father, guard and guide Zion, and give unto them your peace, not as the world gives, but the peace that you freely give in the life of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. In your kingdom, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power,
the Lord be with you. Let us pray. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by thy governance, may be righteous in thy sight. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Bless we the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with us all. Good morning. For announcements, you can look at the bulletin. If there's anything that needs to be said, then someone please tell me on that. That's not in the bulletin. Otherwise, have a blessed week. I pray to continue to be with you and help as much as I can.